Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service. Our speaker today is Nigel Bright, church warden at St. James. The talk is entitled Clay Jars. The readings are taken from Psalm 147 verses 3 to 5 and 2 Corinthians 4 verses 7 to 10. You can watch the whole service on our YouTube channel, which is linked on our website.
Good morning. I would say good morning, the weather's a bit topsy-turvy today, but here we are. Today's reading is taken from Psalm 147, verses 3 to 5. I think there's some really, really beautiful words in this psalm, and they really spoke to me as I practiced the reading. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. This is the word of the Lord.
Our second reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 to 10. But we have this treasure in jars of clay, to show that this all-passing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be revealed in our body. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Good morning. And actually, I think it is quite good because we could do with the rain, couldn't we? Let us pray. Lord, as we reflect on the passage today, speak to us. Help us to understand how we can be the vessels that carry your life and healing power to those around us. Amen. Well, as Fabian has already said, my name is Nigel, and our theme today Yes, it is about jars of clay. As you know, over the summer, we've had several memory verses. Don't worry, I'm not going to test you on them. I wouldn't be that cruel. But do you remember some of the themes and some of the talks that we've had over the summer, those of you who've been here? Particularly two that Mike gave. Way back on July the 6th, which might seem a long time ago, Mike spoke to us about the Holy Spirit and the strength to endure. In this talk, Mike spoke of times when things do not go right and how with God's help we can endure. He used the analogy of the Holy Spirit being the air beneath our wings, which I thought was a really powerful analogy. He also mentioned about the Froom hoard, which consisted of gold coins found inside a broken clay vessel. This is an example of the treasure of God being inside the broken pots of ourselves. Now, 2 weeks ago, Mike spoke on the theme, why do bad things happen? Not an easy one to speak on, Mike. Gold was mentioned again as something that the reading mentioned about perishing, although Mike did point out to us it would take a very long time for gold to perish. In this talk this morning, I want to take that idea of broken pots and gold from a slightly different perspective. So, how many times has this happened to you? Your favorite bowl, cup, vase somehow gets knocked out, falls over, And in slow motion, you see it tumbling to the floor and crash. It's broken. Several pieces lying on the floor. Well, as you can see, it's happened to me. What now? Do we get out the dustbin, sweep up all the broken fragments, find the nearest bin and throw it away? Or do we get out the super glue and try and put it all together, pushing it closely together, so tight that you can't see any of the joins or cracks, and get it to look as nearly good as new? Well, I expect if you put a liquid into it, it might not work as well. In our society, probably it's to discard it. Go out and get a new shiny one. Although there is a bit of increase in recycling, isn't there, and furniture and upcycling. But sometimes, don't we feel that we can be a bit like that pot, a bit broken? Something happens. Maybe an incident, maybe a bereavement, an accident, wrong decisions, loss of a job, or breakdown in some form of relationship, illness, both physical and mental. But what happens then? Can we sometimes feel discarded? In fact, in society, and I'm sorry to say in some churches, that reaction can sometimes happen. People who've made mistakes or some other things mentioned do get discarded, written off, seemingly thrown away. Or people try to mask them, cover up the cracks. Dr. David Pacini says over years of ministry and coaching, he finds that many people tend to live in one of two extremes. As you can see, I've forgotten the clicker. They either wallow in brokenness, never finding healing and pain from their pain, or completely ignore or hide their brokenness until it eventually destroys them from the inside out. But let us remind ourselves of our second reading. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that all the surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. So it mentions that treasure in jars of clay. It mentions the power of God, and we were reminded earlier, not relying on our own power. It talks about things that can strike our lives. But finally, our bodies carrying the death of Jesus and revealing the life of Jesus in our bodies. So, let's look at that broken pot again. Rather than discard it, or replacing it, or trying to put it back without seeing the cracks, what else could we do? So I wonder how many of you have ever heard of the Japanese art of kintsugi. That technique for repairing pottery with seams of gold. It actually means golden joinery. So the repairs, the brokenness in a way, the object becomes more beautiful and even more unique than it was prior to being broken. So instead of hiding with the super glue and forcing it back together, those cracks, it makes a feature of them. Each pot would crack in a different way. By mending it using kintsugi, instead of masking the cracks, it highlights their unique story. The uniqueness adds to the beauty. Those jars of clay, our bodies and our lives will have chips, won't they? They will have scars, brokenness to different degrees, accumulated through all our life's experiences. These are unique to every one of us. And our relationship with God and his love and healing power can be revealed in and through those scars, just as the gold lines in the kintsugi. Those glistening gold lines mark out our unique story and can radiate to those we meet God's healing power through that unique story. As our reading from Corinthians says, we carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may be revealed in our body and in our lives. I was really struck last week when Kelly shared that story about the young lad who had gone through a very difficult time. For those of you who weren't there, he was somebody who came to Youth for Christ. And he was living a fairly troubled life. But he was asking a lot of questions about God and what it means. He gives his life to Christ. What a powerful witness to others around him. No matter what his experiences, what his scars from his previous life experiences, Christ's love can heal and shine through. What a powerful witness that would be. One of our congregation also mentioned this week to me about somebody who'd had a heart operation. Well, he's bound to leave a big scar. And at first, wanted to hide it. But then realized, no, I could wear whatever I like. And they're now part of a group called the Zipper Club, which I think is a wonderful title. But again, not hiding it. This is part of them. In 2017, a pastor and charity worker, Patrick Regan, and his wife were inspired by the notion of kintsugi. They had faced illness and loss in their family and community, and after a series of operations and events that took them to the brink, both physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, Patrick and Diana were inspired to start a movement helping others. They started a charity called Kintsugi Hope. Some of you might have come across it. Their mission statement and their vision is they wanted to see a world where mental and emotional health is understood and accepted with safe and supportive communities for everyone to grow and flourish. And as it says, they wanted to see every individual find safety and support without shame, discovering their true worth and confidence through that deep understanding of God's unconditional love. And they envision communities where well-being flourishes and clear pathways to ongoing support are accessible to all, empowering each person to overcome challenges and live with renewed hope and purpose. So they started this charity, a practical way of supporting people through those difficult times and helping them to find support and love, find the love of Christ, but not hide those cracks. So, in conclusion, the scars, chips, and breaks from our life experience can show our unique story. By not hiding them, masking them, using the super glue to try and force the cracks together, we can show, as kintsugi gold lines do, how God's love has mended and healed us. They become part of our witness of God's healing love to those that we meet. As our passage says, that the life of Jesus may be revealed through our experiences and our body. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord, for all the healing you have made in all our lives. As we go out today into our communities as witnesses of that love and healing, help us and guide us not to be dull, ordinary jars of clay hiding the chips and cracks that life has given us, but to shine brightly, revealing the precious love and healing that a relationship with you can bring to those around us, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed through us. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.